afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and I'm your host for this new addition to the WRIR calendar. And I'm really excited to be joining the team of volunteers here at the station. On Inspire Indeed, I'll be interviewing nonprofits and public officials about community issues that impact each of us. Today, we'll be talking about an issue that we're all a part of, but probably don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about, and that's solid waste. Sharon North works for the City of Richmond as the Public Information Manager with the Department of Public Works. She's going to give us the ins and outs of trash collection in the city and share some news about changes that are going into effect next week. Welcome, Sharon.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Sharon, before we go into the changes that are going to go into effect next month, July 1?
July 9th.
July 9th. Okay, mm-hmm. July 9th, not July 1, July 9th. We had a big event yesterday that left a lot of tree limbs and leaves and a lot of stuff, extra stuff for the trash collectors to be out collecting. Can you tell us a little bit about what residents can expect in terms of the cleanup schedule from the storm?
Well, there were a tremendous amount of trees that were downed in the weather yesterday, mm-hmm. bad storms, high winds. We've had approximately 150 calls for different locations where there are downed trees, downed limbs and branches, and the calls are continuing to come in. Our main purpose when there are storms is to make sure that we get the priority one roads reopened. Streets like Broad Street and Belvedere, Jeff Davis, main roads. And the reason for that is we need to make sure that there's access in the event that fire trucks need to get through, police, crews who need to help, ambulances.
Main arteries open.
The main arteries need to be opened first. We have completed the opening of those roads, with the exception of like one lane of Brook Road. We will this afternoon begin going into the secondary roads and into the neighborhoods to start clearing away debris and making sure that people are able to get in and out.
Great. And so how do you coordinate, do you have to coordinate with Dominion when there are power lines down? How does that all work?
Well, we are not able to remove trees when there are wires and power mm-hmm. lines in them for our crew's safety. Mm-hmm. We don't want anyone to get electrocuted. So when we get to a location, if there are downed wires or if a tree is, say, entangled in lines, we have to notify Dominion if they're not already aware, and they have to come out. I know sometimes because there are so many trees down during a storm that people, they want the trees up.
Right.
We can't do anything. We understand that they want their neighborhoods back in order, but we can't do anything until the appropriate utility companies are notified first. We are coordinating with Dominion and the other utility companies at this point to right. make sure that everything we know about, they know about.
Well, people want the trees up, but I think they also want their power back.
They want their power back, yes. Yeah. It's really a coordination effort every time there's a storm.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, what about if you're a resident and you don't necessarily have an enormous tree or big limb that you can't move by yourself, but you still have a lot of debris? There are a lot of smaller branches, things you can collect and pile up somewhere. Do you have crews that are going to be doing that type of cleanup?
Yes, and we have crews out all the time. Our bulk and brush crews who come and remove items like that. Typically during a storm, we're driving around and we grab them up. But people can also either call 311 if they can't reach 311 via 311. Then they mm-hmm. can also call 646-7000, and that'll take them to the customer care center, which is the same as 311. They can also make a bulk or brush removal request through the mayor's participation action and communications team website, which is Impact, MPACT, and they can access that through the city's website, which is richmondgov.com.
And they can go out and report any needs that they may have in their neighborhood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a timeline of when you expect all the debris to be cleaned up? Like, do you set goals for cleanup crews?
We typically do set goals within the first, you know, like maybe 24 to 48 hours. Once we fully assess everything, mm-hmm. you know, then we'll, you know, take a look at it and say, well, you know what, we can probably get this up within this amount of time. At this point, we haven't set a definitive time frame, but when there's a storm like this, our crews are working sun up to sundown, sometimes even later.
Right.
So we're hoping, you know, that it won't take too long.
Right.
To do
so
it.
I know people are working hard to help out the residents. So I think we all have to have an ounce of patience to go along with that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you initially scheduled to come here to talk about some changes that were scheduled, not the unscheduled event of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big change that's going to take place with trash collection. A new schedule starting July 9th. Can mm-hmm. you tell us about the change we can expect?
The change is that we are eliminating trash collection on Friday. So Friday, July 6th, will be the last day for collection. The following week, it will go to a four-day, 10-hour work week for mm-hmm. our solid waste crews.
Okay, so four-day, 10-hour work week. So they're still working the same amount of hours. It's just a condensed time frame. What led to the decision to do that?
Well, periodically you really need to reassess all of your services and take a look at how you can make them operate more efficiently. And one of the ways that we thought that that would work best was to move to that 10-hour, four-day work week. To help us with that, last year we also bought a brand new fleet of solid waste trucks.
I've seen them around with the RVA on the side.
Yeah, yeah. And they're environmentally friendly because they operate on compressed natural gas.
Oh.
So we use the CNG trucks. They're bigger than the other trucks that we had. So they don't need to go and be emptied as often, which means that the crews can stay out longer on those routes. So in doing all of this, we've been able to condense. We currently have 113 routes that we service. With the four-day work week and with the new trucks, we've been able to break that down to 90 routes spread out over 4 days. This will also enable us to service our trucks on Friday because the whole fleet will be off the road.
Right. Okay. And so how do we know what our trash collection day is?
Well, some people won't change. Anyone on Friday is changing, clearly, because we're getting
sure.
rid of Friday. And in the other 4 days, there may be some people who shift a little bit because we need to try to keep the routes equal. You know, mm-hmm. we can't just move all of the Friday people into Monday and keep all of the Monday people there, too.
Right.
So we've kind of have to shift around a little bit. People will know if their day is changing because they'll have a bright green sticker placed on their super can that tells them what their new collection day is.
Okay. So if we haven't seen one of those stickers on our collection can or our neighbors or anything, then we probably aren't going to see any changes.
Right.
We're not going to see any changes.
Right, you won't see any.
Okay. If you have any questions about that or if you are uncertain, where would people go to learn more?
They can go to the city website, richmondgov.com, and go to the public works page of the city's website, and there's information on there. And we also, as of June 1st, there is an address tracker on there where you can key in your address and find out what your collection day is.
Oh, okay. So even if you're moving maybe and you're going to a new place in the city, you can go onto that website and find out what your day is.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how does that take place or coordinate with the recycling? Is it the city that does the recycling service as well?
The city contracts with Central Virginia Waste Management Authority, or CVWMA. And so far, they've been able to align their schedule with ours, where your recyclables are picked up on the same day as your trash. We are in talks with them to see if we will be able to continue doing it that way, but it hasn't totally been worked out yet. So when our changes take effect on July 9th, that's not going to happen with the recyclables. They will still be collected on whatever day they're being picked up now.
Okay, so if you had Friday recycling, I don't know if anyone in the city does, but if you had Friday recycling, you will continue to have
Friday recycling.
Mm-hmm. All right, and with a goal that you would align those as you work through the transition.
Right, we're hoping that we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, and so you contract with them, but the other trash collectors, they're all city employees, right? The folks that are out on the trucks.
We use some temporary employees, mm-hmm. but yes, the majority of them are actually city mm-hmm. workers.
I'm just curious, you know, we kind of get used to seeing our postman or mail delivery person come by. Is it the same with our trash collectors? Do we like have an assigned trash collector that we would see if we were out there at that time during the week?
Pretty much, mm-hmm. because typically the same people are on their same route most of the time. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons for that is you get used to your route. You know, if we're switching off every day, there's going to be just a tremendous amount of confusion. On those rare occasions when maybe someone's on vacation and someone who's unfamiliar with that route has to run it, it takes them a lot longer. And sometimes there may be a few cans missed mm-hmm. because sometimes people just get used to where they know people put their cans.
That's right. I know. People don't always wheel them all the way out to the alley. So
right. Or it may be a little off to the side of mm-hmm. the house or something. And someone who's unfamiliar with that route, will miss it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have more of a relationship with, like, mail carriers because we see them come to the door face-to-face. We don't really get to have a relationship with our trash collectors, you know? It's a different kind of thing. So are there ways that we can acknowledge them or sort of let them know that we appreciate the services they're giving us every week?
We like calls and emails, you know?
Yeah.
And there are some people who actually see them typically. The early morning folks may not see them, but maybe people who are at 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, just leaving for work may see them and wave at them or say hi to them. You know, so they do see some of their people. And we also provide what's called a backdoor service for people who are disabled or elderly.
Oh,
and
okay.
they don't have to bring their can all the way out to the alley or to the curb. So they actually walk up in their yard and get them. So sometimes they actually, you know, are close enough to the house where they see those people.
Mm-hmm. Maybe have a little bit of a relationship with mm-hmm. those folks. That I didn't realize you provided that service.
Yes.
And as for, do you have to apply for that service?
You do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it's if you're elderly or disabled, is that your criteria?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so looking forward to the change, it's going to take place again starting
July 9th.
Starting July 9th. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for all of you listening out there, if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Sharon North. She's the Public Information Manager with the Department of Public Works with the City of Richmond. And Sharon is talking about solid waste and trash collection and the changes that are going to take place to the delivery day for some of you, not all of you. If you do have questions about whether or not your day is changing, Sharon, again, how would they find out?
They can go to richmondgov.com and go to the Public Works, Department of Public Works page and they can key in their address, or they may have a bright green sticker on their super can. They'll see ads in the newspaper, you know, with giving them the phone number that they can call, which is 646-1798, and speak to someone there.
Great, to help them out and answer any questions they may have. I'm curious about some other things related to solid waste. We talked a little bit about the storm cleanup and how that works. And what about if you have something like a big old broken down washing machine or refrigerator or something like that? How do you deal with that type of waste?
Typically, we don't remove appliances.
Okay.
But say you have an old desk that you don't want, or mattresses or an old couch. We do have bulk service. So you would call 311 or you would go to the Impact website, which is on the city's website as well. It's MPACT. When you go to the homepage for the city, it's right up in the right-hand corner.
Okay.
And you can click on there, and you can request a bulk pickup.
And then it'll just be depending upon when the crews are in your neighborhood, when they'd be able to come and pick it up.
Yeah, and they usually try to get to them relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even the same day they can swing by and get it.
But it's
not going to sit out there for, 30 days or more, 6 weeks or anything before they come by
Good.
And get it.
Good. What about if you have maybe you live on an alley and there is some old furniture or something and nobody really owns it, like somebody's just dumped it at the end of the alley. Same deal. You can just call up mm-hmm. and say, could you come clean up this end of the alley
right.
for us?
Absolutely.
Even if it's not at your address?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What about hazardous waste, like old paint or old propane tanks, that kind of thing? What should people do with those?
They can take those to the East Richmond Road Convenience Center. And it's free to take them there for city residents, and they can drop them off there. And that's located at 3800 East Richmond Road.
Okay. And is that the same thing for, like you said, you don't handle appliances. Is this the same thing for appliances? What do you recommend for that?
They can call.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we don't pick them up,
right.
but they may be able to take them there. They can call the East Richmond Road Convenience Center
okay.
and see, if they're able to drop them off there.
Okay. And is that where our trash goes, to the convenience center?
No.
Where does our trash go?
Your trash is taken, you see the trucks and they're out all day and they have all this trash on them. And when they get full, then they take them over to what's called a transfer station. And that's on Hopkins Road, and it's actually operated by Waste Management. So we utilize the Waste Management transfer station to take our trash.
Okay. And are you familiar with if the other jurisdictions use that transfer station? Like, is trash from Chesterfield going there too? Or
I'm not sure mm-hmm. Because a lot of the areas have their own. I know Henrico has a landfill where they can take their own trash. But they do service a lot of different entities,
mm-hmm.
so it could be that maybe some of the outside jurisdictions come there as well.
So once it goes to the transfer station with Waste Management, where does it go from there?
Waste Management takes it to their landfills.
Okay.
And that's where they dispose of it.
Do you know where the landfill is?
The landfill, and actually, I've actually been to the landfill. It is probably about 45 minutes to an hour from here. I don't remember the exact name of the little town, but,
mm-hmm.
but it's a large landfill. Mm-hmm. And
it must make you recognize the fact that even though you're throwing away a few plastic bottles or cups, that it's really accumulating into something massive.
It's accumulating into something extremely massive. And one of the things that we do as part, Mayor Jones has made sure that he's implemented a lot of sustainability programs for the city to try to keep things that don't biodegrade or take forever to biodegrade out of the landfills. We even do it in January with Christmas trees. We want to keep them out of landfills because they can be repurposed. We've put big belly solar compactors, and their accompanying recycling bins in locations all over the city.
Oh, I've seen those around town.
Right. We want to try to keep as much out of the landfills as we can if there's a way to recycle and repurpose it. It's just a matter of reducing our carbon footprint. And I'm just told that the landfill is in Sussex County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is a little ways down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thinking about the mayor's efforts to make the city more sustainable place to live, you mentioned there were the solar compactors that, mm-hmm. that were recently introduced to the city.
Right.
Have there been any other steps related to solid waste? You also talked about the composting and can people get composting bins from the city? I think I heard about
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. How does that work?
We've been carrying them for about 4 years, and they can contact our coordinator with the Clean City Commission, Darlene Mallory, and she can be reached at either darlene.mallory.
How do you spell Mallory?
M-A-L-L-O-R-Y, at richmondgov.com, or they can call her. Her number is 646-8325.
Okay, and they can ask her about how to access a compost bin for their own purposes.
Yes, she actually has them stored, you know, so they can purchase them from her.
Oh, okay, great. Mm-hmm. Now, it's something for us as residents to keep in mind. There are steps that we can take on our own to reduce our waste that we're putting into our super can. I have to admit, those super cans, though, are huge. I mean, they don't call them super for nothing. And so sometimes it's tempting to just like, okay, just fill it up and it's going to go away. But have you ever thought about other approaches to encourage people to not, you know, waste so much and compost where possible and recycle where possible?
Right. We're looking at implementing some different programs that will allow people to maybe use smaller trash cans and larger recycling bins. There's nothing definitive yet, but we are definitely looking at some of those plans. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but CVWMA now has a recycling bin that's the same size as our super cans.
Oh, okay.
You know, so people can call Central Virginia Waste Management and ask for those cans as opposed to the little small recycling.
Boxes.
Yeah, the green box. They can actually ask for a 96-gallon, which is what ours are. So there are definitely plans, and they have a whole promotion, you know, just start recycling, that they've been doing since last year to really try to push the effort forward. And even they're doing a little campaign with the Flying Squirrels with Nutsy.
You know,
they have some commercials that are airing, you know, with Nutsy talking about recycling.
Oh, great. That's I'm sure, very helpful just to help get the word out. And it's also kind of a change in mindset, you know, because if you think about, oh, I can recycle just as much as I toss out, you know, I can start making some steps in the other direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've seen in some other cities you can get maybe a different rate, a cheaper rate of trash collection if you get a little can instead of the big cans.
Those are typically called pay-as-you-throw programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Pay-as-you-throw? I like that.
Yeah, so, and we've, you know, looked at programs like that as we are in the process of thinking about implementing some different possibilities for people. You know, we're examining a lot of different avenues that different cities throughout the country are using. So we're looking at a lot of different things that we might be able to do in the future.
Good. I'm glad that you're looking into it. You know, I have a question about sometimes you are driving around town, and I actually, where I live, there's this median, which for some reason seems to be a trash collector. You know, I mean, it just seems like people throw bags of garbage and are polluting, and I don't know why this median seems to always get these bags of trash, but it does. So does the city have a special crew that goes and does like that type of cleanup, you know, when it's just public spaces?
The city is responsible for medians and gateways into the city. Those are typically the responsibility of Public Works. So we do, you know, collect trash off of those areas when we see it, or if someone calls in about it, we do clean them up. That is our responsibility.
Do you have regular routes to sort of like look out for those areas, or is it just in response to when folks call?
They're part of the routes.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you think of like lawn maintenance and whatnot, because we have a lot of different divisions. So our grounds management division cuts grass in city parks, the Richmond Public Schools, the medians, the gateways, all of those. Certainly, when they go out there to mow, if there's trash on it, it has to be picked up.
Gotcha.
You know, so they'll just grab it while they're out there. But when people call us and you say, hey, the median's a mess, then, yeah, we will come out and clean it up, you know.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting short on time, so I do want to be sure that you have an opportunity to share the contact information for if people do have questions for garbage pickup or anything like that.
Yes, the contact information, after July 9th, they can contact 646-1798. And they can also call 311. Okay. You know, they'll have, actually, they already have all of the information, so they're equipped to answer questions about the solid waste changes as well.
And 311, that's like information for the city, is that right?
Right, that's the customer care center. So even if it's not just solid waste related, you know, they're able to either answer questions or direct people to who they need to speak with about any city related issues they may have.
Okay. Now, the city, I feel like I've also seen people out like with yellow vests downtown doing like litter patrol type of pickup. Is that part of your department with Public Works or is that something else?
There's another entity that I believe is operated by Venture Richmond.
I see.
And they kind of clean up around downtown. Sometimes they're pushing little carts.
Right, exactly.
Right. Uh-huh. They work for Venture Richmond, and they just help keep the city clean.
Yeah. Well, that's helpful because, I mean, in some ways it seems superficial, but it really is meaningful when you think about the pride in your space and feeling good about where you're living. You want it to look good and be clean.
Absolutely. And especially in your central business district.
Yeah, it's an impression for all those out-of-town visitors.
Right.
And as we're trying to improve tourism and economic development, it does turn out to be a very important step.
It helps a lot. And it's important, I mean, and for visitors and for us because we live here and we work here, so we want it to look nice as well.
Great. Well, Sharon, thanks so much for joining us today. We've been talking with Sharon North from City of Richmond Department of Public Works. And before we close, I just wanted to say thanks to Jay Westerman for engineering the show and Ahmad Karimi for volunteering on the soundboard. We appreciate our volunteers here at WRIR. I'm Elaine Summerfield, and I'm your host for Inspire Indeed, a new show on the station. I hope you'll join us again next year, and thanks a lot. Have a great day.